Hey there, welcome to Content Creation Musings with J.D. Sutter. This is Random Thoughts about podcasting, blogging, and other internet stuff. I'm J.D. Sutter, founder of Porchlight Family Media, and you can connect with me at jdsutter.me. Today's thought is, what's the big deal with new and noteworthy? You know, it seems like over the last several months there's been a huge focus on iTunes new and noteworthy. I've even heard several podcasting coaches and consultants talking about it an awful lot lately. Well, can I be a little controversial here? I can't stand hearing about iTunes new and noteworthy. To get your podcast in new and noteworthy is not the be-all, end-all of podcasting. I don't understand why so many people spend so much time and energy focusing on this one thing. And let me just say one thing here as a sidebar. It's not new and notable. It's new and noteworthy. I've heard several people using the wrong terminology too. But it seems that many new podcasters are under the impression that if they make it into new and noteworthy, they've, quote, made it, unquote, and now they're going to be at the top of the charts forever like This American Life. This is far from the truth. While you may get a few hundred or even a few thousand downloads while you're being featured, is that going to make a big difference in the long run? I don't really think so. I've launched a handful of shows over the last several years and never once looked to see if these shows were listed in New and Noteworthy. This show, Content Creation Musings, is the only show I've ever checked on just because it was the last show I launched, and with all the talk about New and Noteworthy lately, I wanted to look into it. So this show was featured in New and Noteworthy for its categories, but not the main New and Noteworthy section. But did it make me shoot through the roof with downloads and subscribers? No. Does that bother me? No. I'm just focusing on putting out the best content that I possibly can, and it will grow organically. My advice would be just focus on creating a great show, one that will really resonate with your target audience. You have done your research, right, before you launched your show to find out who your target audience is? Of course, that assumes that you already have a great focus, and these things are the ones that you should worry about. Your focus of your show and your target audience, not new and noteworthy. If you have any thoughts on this, send your feedback to show@jdsutter.me. And don't forget, a transcript of this episode can be found at jdsutter.me. I'll talk with you next time. Adios.